Another week has passed and we're back again with Mailbox. We are very glad that your letters keep coming and you keep tuning into our programs. A few emails have arrived in response to our recent programs about charity projects. This one is from Marcel Vorachka from Illinois.
I am a regular listener of your program and I just heard about the Helping Dogs. I currently live in Chicago, but I have also lived in Prague and my sister still lives there in Davidsie. The reason for my email is because I would like to know the address of the Helpez group and how I can donate. I especially like when you have conversations with older people about their lives. I also listen to Pamunitsi on Czech Radio 6. Thank you, and keep up the great broadcasting.
Thank you very much, Marcel, for your feedback. As regards the Helping Dogs project, you will find all the details on their website, www.helppes.cz. That's help, P-E-S.cz. The link will be also posted on our website. On a related topic, Jim Van Wyk from Ontario, Canada, sent us this.
I heard a report about the necessity to construct a children's hospice in the Czech Republic. I'm involved with a junior hockey team that is coming to Prague in the fall. They may wish to do something to assist in the effort.
Similar questions also came from Karen Rose and Annette Harris from the United States. Again, thank you very much for your interest. The details are to be found on the Foundation's website at www.klicek.org, and the link is also on our site in the transcript of this mailbox program. And this email came to us from Robin McNeil from the United States.
My husband is from the beautiful Czech Republic. When he was growing up, his mother would make tea from the spring blossoms of a tree. He told me it's the national tree of the Czech Republic. And I wonder if you could tell me more about this tree, please. We live in the USA, and Andre tells me he has never seen this tree here. Any information you could give me about this tree would be much appreciated. Do you know if it grows in the United States and whether it has an English name?
The Czech national tree is the linden tree, Tilia cordata in Latin or Lipa in Czech. The tree and its significance were mentioned a few times in our programs. We have also covered the tea, which is supposed to be good for curing colds. And you'll find the links to the articles on our website in the transcript of this mailbox. And staying with Czech national heritage, Jim and Barbara Wolford from Kentucky, USA, asked us this question.
We read about a beer spa in the Czech Republic. Do you know where this is located? Thank you. By the way, our city, Owensboro in Kentucky, has a sister city in the Czech Republic. It's called Olomouc.
The beer spa has been opened in a family brewery in Chodová Plana, near the town of Tachov in South Bohemia. And if you'd like to find out more about it, just listen to our program this coming Thursday. Rob Cameron has traveled to Chodová Plana to enjoy the treatment and has covered it for Thursday's Panorama on Radio Prague. And Stanley Voss from Arizona writes that he enjoys our new Czech language series, Czech by Numbers.
Thank you for getting me more familiar with my Czech heritage. I live near the town of Chino Valley, Arizona, USA. My mother's family is Stejskal. Thank you for the heart you transmit from Prague. We will listen more.
Thank you very much for those kind words. And moving on, Nancy Nickel from Canada writes that she listens to us along with her husband every morning between 5:15 and 5:30 while they're having breakfast.
My suggestion is that you interview a famous Czech couple residing in Toronto, Professor Josef Škvorecký and Dr. Zdena Salivarová. I had the great good fortune to be present at the University of Toronto convocation when they each received an honorary degree. I believe that was in the early 1990s. I especially admired Dr. Salivarová's acceptance speech on that occasion. It was very touching. Never having met them, I would like to hear them interviewed on your program.
Thank you very much for listening to our program so early in the morning. We actually did interview Mr. Škvorecký less than 2 years ago on the occasion of his 80th birthday. Dita Asiedu spoke to him in his native town of Náchod, and the interview can be found on our website again in this transcript of Mailbox. And before we're out of time, here's our competition question for April. This month we're asking you to list all Czech Nobel Prize winners. It's up to you whether you choose to list only those who were Czech by nationality or all the people that were born in what is now the Czech Republic, even though they were not ethnic Czechs. Please send us your answers to Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic, or English at radio.cz by the end of April. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Mailbox there was presented by Pavla Horáková. Please do write in.